This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What up, everybody? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. JP is in New Jersey. The training camp, and it's going to be streamed on YouTube, on the Jets YouTube channel. If you want to watch practice today, all you fans out there could check it out. I'm here in the studio. We're going to be taking you through the practice all day, getting you ready because the Commanders are going to be practicing against the New York Jets. This is the first time they get to go against other people. Been in training camp now for 2 weeks, 2.5, and now they get a chance to see somebody else. We already know been a lot of fights around the NFL. The NFL has fined people. I say it all the time, when you get two people going against each other, testosterone-driven dudes, something is about to happen. I think the coaches in Dan Quinn and also Robert Saleh, they're going to get together and make sure that that doesn't happen because the NFL has fined people. Still don't understand how you can go find somebody for practice. Being honest with you that. But Dan Quinn talked to the media a little bit earlier, and we're going to get you ready for what he said, so let's go straight to him.
You know, a few months together, I've really enjoyed talking about, you know, creating a culture with you guys. And that lights me up, and it's really important. But the next level of that is the work. Like, the reason we want to create a really good culture is to play really good football. And so it's cool as hell to see the belief in one another, the trust in the guys have one another. But that's why we're here, you know, putting that work together so we can build what we want to on the field. And so I'm really pumped to be here in Jersey and getting started with this process together. But I thought as I was driving over, I wanted to give you some explanation behind why the culture is so important, because that leads to playing really well. And so now we get to go. And I'd just like to give one quick shout out to the Morristown Little League. They're playing tomorrow night for the right to go compete at Williamsport. So we're pulling for a lot of those guys who are from this area. So really cool stuff. So all that said, let's get it rocking.
Yeah, obviously, you're going to be focusing on a lot of guys today. Jake, though, is obviously very key here. What is it you want to see from a rookie quarterback in their first time setting up this?
Yeah, I think really an extension of what we've seen, John. We want to see the decision-making processes, you know. New team, new coverages, but our same system to way to go. So just executing of the system to go, different matchups, where to find it. But more than anything, just the decision-making process, because I think we've all seen, you know, Jaden and his throwing ability. So days like today in the game and into next week, this is like an important part of his steps, and that's why I'm really excited to see him here today.
How have you seen him in those areas? What kind of leaps has he taken throughout the game?
Yeah, that's the part I've probably been most impressed on, not just throwing the football, but playing the position, checking a protection, getting into a different play, deep one to Terry, covered, throwing the check down to Austin on an underneath. So, like, those decisions, you know, are the ones that I'm looking for again.
Does the weather influence anything you try to do or not do?
Not, I don't think it's going to be too bad, and the fields here drain well. So unless it got, you know, just coming down, it would. But if it's, you know, it kind of stays, and it may, you know, maybe a little bit here and there, but nothing that we're changing at the moment.
And given some of the fights that have gone on, previous one practices and crossings around the lake,
yeah, I think you want to, because as we're going here, like, our objective here is come get to work and work the skills to go do that. And the NFL has a brotherhood too, you know, team to team. So my message to the guys was, there's just one big team out here practicing, as opposed to, you know, us, them. Just protect the team, do the same exact, you know, practice habits we would do You know, back if we were back in Ashburn, we just do the same things here. And I talked to Robert, and they're kind of the same mindset. So all we're looking to do is just come and compete and battle and you know, enjoy it. But at the end of it, like, think of it like one big crew together, practicing really hard and, you know, trying to find the edges, but not looking for anything past that.
How do you build the schedule to enjoy practice and a certain periods that you want to emphasize?
So you'll see today some, like a 7-on-7, that's all man-to-man. So we talked about that, to find some matchups and see some things. You're going to see two special teams periods that feature kickoff cover on one side and kickoff return. Then you kind of split, we like to work a little bit down in the red zone. You're going to see at the end some 2 minutes. So we gave some structures and some guidelines. So Robert and I, you know, kind of got with the coordinators and ourselves to make sure we could really emphasize some things in the practice. It's a lot of fun for a coach because you'll get a lot of film out of today. You know, there's both sides, there's two fields going, special teams back and forth. So I really want to see like a couple of things. One, I'd love to see the speed, you know, of our team just over and over again. On both sides of the ball, our mindset to take care of it and go after it. And then I want to hear real, you know, communication on the field. So those are a couple of things that's on my mind that I'm looking for. The effort and speed, the ball on both sides, and then the last piece is the communication, the line of scrimmage, pre-snap, post-snap. So those three things are like top of the pile for me.
A couple of assignments on the offensive line. Kind of, what's the status of Coleman, Saul, not practicing the other day? Why are you continuing in the costume?
Yeah, so we did sign two other guys, one interior guy and one tackle. And so normal training camp, you know, stuff that you want to just make sure nobody's getting overloaded as we're going to go. So that'll be important today. You'll see Sam back in at some today. So it's good, and we'll ramp back up. And I say it'll be fluid over the next few weeks. Some positions, you know, when you're going hard and competing at training camp, that happens. Fortunately for us, there's nothing that's long term, but it is some modifications you do have to make week to week. And so for guys like Armani and JC, pretty cool opportunity for them too, you know, to see what they can do. And all of it's an evaluation.
I mean, you grew up right down the road. You talked about Morristown. What's it mean for you now, your second coach, to be kind of in your hometown running the show?
Yeah, it's fun to be here because, like, growing up around here, like, this is where my love of football began, you know, in this area. And so growing up here, going to high school and stuff here. So, yeah, it's fun. Get to see, you know, some family at practice. But, yeah, it's a cool thing. One up, one down. You have to find out. No, I'm just kidding. Joe will be in the press box and Cliff will be on the field.
Not necessarily from a coaching standpoint, but just as a person in this league, do you have any level of curiosity?
I think one, I've competed against him a lot, and he's got like remarkable skill. He can throw a football like most people throw a baseball. That type of quickness on a release where there's very little wind up. And I think it's also cool for, you know, our other quarterbacks to see him, how he conducts himself, how it goes. So there's a lot that you can gain, you know, in days like today and into the game just to see other people work. So, he's a fantastic player and a rare competitor. So anytime you can get a chance to do that, I think it's a really big deal.
Rookies have been through this in college.
Yeah, we had a lot to go, more so Chick for the game than for practice. And so some of the information I'll hold till tomorrow into my meeting with them. Today I wanted just to emphasize on practice. I didn't even want them thinking about the game yet. I just wanted, man, throw a hell of a practice. That said, tomorrow, Chick, that'll be a time that we'll get into that. You know, they've been waiting their whole lives to, you know, play in the NFL. And in my message to them will be like, you've already been doing it every day in practice. You know, you're playing against, you know, some world-class people trying to, you know, block, you know, John Allen, Daron Payne, and Bobby Wagner. Like, that's as hard as it gets. So they're already doing that. And so that process of getting ready to play and getting ready to go run and hit and play and compete, that's what I'll do. They'll all be tight on the opening day. I'll probably have some of the veterans talk about their first preseason game. Most everybody has a memory of that. But by and large, today was just about the practice. And then I'll leave the game and I'll discuss that some tomorrow and getting ready to play.
Pass rush is obviously super important. How are you able to evaluate that move without being able to touch the quarterback?
We're going to have a session for O-line, D-line with some one-on-ones when the 7-on-7 goes. So, but you're right. It's the hardest part of our game of finding, you know, when to be physical but how to stay away, because got to stay off the ground, away from the QBs. But we will have one session that their offensive line against our D-line and vice versa. So we'll get some looks at that. We'll get some more, obviously, in the game, you know, which helps. But, yeah, it's just a continual process of training and training and training for it.
With some kind of attrition along your line, potential for weather on Saturday when we get the game day, does that give you any pause or make you reevaluate playing Jaden or how you used to doing that?
I think if it was something that, you know, I was concerned about or weather that would, we would definitely take that into consideration for him and for all the guys. But as we're heading into it, this is part of ball two. And so I think there'll be, you know, spots that it'll rain a little harder and some less. So it all matters and all of these count, you know. Like, we're going to have a game in the rain this year. You know, it's going to happen. And so it's much better to go through those experiences now. Do we take care of the ball, have mindfulness for it? So if it was ever for he or any of the guys that it wasn't safe, Robert and I, we would just call it and, hey, man, let's wait it out, come back. So, you know, we're prepared to do that if we ever need to.
Obviously, this isn't a game plan situation, but how much do you teach the guys, especially the young guys, like, who they're about to go up against so they prepare, or is it just instinct to do what they have to worry about?
Yeah, just do what they have to. No game planning, no matchups of that kind of stuff. Coaches may, you know, just to, without the players knowing, okay, you're up. And okay, let's see what happens. But they would not know that. And I didn't want them to go in. That's not what this time is about. It's really about training your skills, your techniques. And so, yeah, no game planning of that way.
But, yeah, and what will get certain guys more reps than others here in this long practice?
You will, yep. Some who will play more in the game will play a little less here. Some who will play more, some who will play less in the game will play a little bit more here. So I got time for two more if they need two more, Sean.
Coach, considering your history of Morristown in New Jersey and this scenario, does this make it special? Is anything important about going back to this area?
Well, there's good pizza. We know that for sure. So that should definitely happen. I would encourage anybody who's out of town to try that as well. But no, it's just honestly, man, it's really cool to get the team up here and get rocking. It's a good team. We're looking forward to it. But anytime I get to come back to this area for football through the years, it always brings a cool spot, you know, playing at MetLife. This is where I grew up, you know, fell in love with football and all that, you know, that goes with it. So whether it's, you know, usually it's there, but even being a little closer to home here, yeah, pretty cool stuff.
You speak on your relationship with Coach Robinson.
Yeah, so Robert and I go all the way back to our Seattle days, and we had a lot of mutual friends before then. So it's been cool to watch his trajectory. And it, even when you leave a staff with some people, there's lots that you keep up with through the years. And so there's a number of people here on this staff that I'm close with. So Robert and Jeff Ulbrich and Keith Carter are all ones that I've spent some time with. And so,
yeah. So. The kickoff, obviously, you said that's going to be part of the day, but how excited are you?
Yeah, and it'll be the next, this one and the game, I think, will help because we want to see different looks, who can play, space blocks, so maybe add a little wet ball to it, you know, adds a little more flavor. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see the whole thing. All right, thanks, everybody. All right, you guys have a good one. Stay dry.
All right, that's Dan Quinn talking to the media and a lot of things. He went through a lot of stuff, and the first thing he talked about is that this is one big team. And I would just take it one step farther and say, hey, everybody grew up in a family. You all care about each other. Did you ever have a little scuffle? Did you get upset with somebody? I know what they're trying to say, but you know what? Some things just happen at times. But I think the two coaches who have a familiarity with each other are trying to make sure that they're going to get a lot of work out of this, to where it's not going to be so difficult and so bad that practice get destroyed like it was with the Giants and the Jets. I mean, Giants and the Lions, okay? But the ultimate thing is this is a great opportunity for a lot of young guys and veteran guys on top of it. He discussed that they were going to have one little drill where the offensive lineman and defensive lineman will probably be going at it. And you get to learn a lot about that. But I would say just like he was saying, he tried to get some of the veteran players to talk to him. When I would go with our team, we would go up to Latrobe, Pennsylvania to practice against the Steelers. You know, you watch the veteran players and you see how they do things and you pick up on it. I understand that the younger guys have a different approach and a different mindset. They're trying to make a squad and the veteran guys are already there. But the thing is, you watch how they handle this, and then you could probably fall in line and fit with it. I know when you go against another team, you want to make sure you go out there and you do the best you can, and sometimes it gets a little, you cross the line. But if you watch your veterans doing it, you begin to realize that the veteran players have a way of taking care of everybody and taking care of the other team too. I played 14 years in the league, and I believe that there's no one out there other than Dirty Al Waters that was purposely trying to hurt somebody. If someone gets hurt in a regular play, okay. But I don't think players go on the field and say, I'm trying to hurt this dude. I'm trying to put him out the game. You know, I'm hit you hard and make you second guess it and make you think twice. But to try and snap somebody's leg, that wasn't something that goes on, and it should never be. I don't think it ever was. But, hell, it's a dangerous sport. You're putting your body in a situation that you wouldn't ordinarily be in and probably your body shouldn't be in. Those things are going to happen sometimes. But the thing of it is they have a chance to go against a team that is loaded with talent. He said Aaron Rodgers, he's competed against him. He could be somebody that can make our secondary understand what they need to improve upon. Also, our quarterbacks can look at him and learn. The guy's an unbelievable passer. And there's a lot can be learned from this, but let's just hope and pray that everybody goes out there, gets better, nobody gets hurt. I'm going to take a quick break here. When we get back, JP and I, I'm sure, will discuss this a little bit more. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, welcome back. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan on this Thursday, August 8th. And I want everyone to know that's listening to us, if you want to check out the practice as the Commanders go against the Jets, you can go to the New York Jets YouTube page right now. And it's starting up. They're starting to stretch and everything. They have some commentating going on. And remember that training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. JP is at practice. He's joining us now. What's up, brother, man?
Hey, good morning, B. How's it going down there?
Things are going great. You know, we got a lot of people. I think our Commander fans have taken over the Jets YouTube page and their whole chat. They are. Listen, man, they're going at it. This thing is moving so damn fast. Normally, you know, I was moved kind of slowly on 106.7 The Fan. This thing is moving like constant. I think they're going at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever's going fast, the chat or the stream or whatever, definitely going faster than this practice is right now. you know, you got to hear DQ talk, and you can tell he's got a little bit of juice to be out here. His hometown is like, so we're in a little town called Florham Park is where the Jets practice.
Yeah.
And like his hometown is Morristown, which imagine like Ashburn to Sterling. Like it's right there. For the Maryland folks, imagine like Rockville to Wheaton. Like it's right there. And
I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, well, where did you live when you played with the Giants?
I lived in West Orange.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just a little further west, yeah. But the facility is awesome. I mean, the facility is big, and it's a little less than 20 years old. It's funny, I posted the video, and people must be like, oh, my gosh, is that brand new? And I think it was built in, like, 07 or something, so it's not that new. It just shows when you got money and commitment, you can build something dope. And Jets ownership has money and commitment. And I mean, the weather sucks. Like, you would even call it rain out here. This is rain.
Uh-huh.
And kind of the bummer news that we shouldn't be surprised by, because we've come to, I don't know, maybe expect the unexpected with this guy, is Aaron Rodgers isn't going to practice.
I kind of figured that would happen.
Yeah. I mean, we knew he wasn't going to play in the game, but I thought he would practice. But now that they're going in the rain, he's not even going to practice. You know, Dan Quinn, you heard him earlier talk about, yeah, you know, we considered it, but we're going to have a game in the rain, so we might as well practice in the rain.
I love the way Dan Quinn thinks.
Yeah, I liked that answer, dude. And it's not cold or windy. It's just raining.
Yeah. And listen, the thing of it is, you know, we over time, we've gotten into a mindset in our town more than others. Because I was just watching the people that were broadcasting this practice, and they went to who I always talk about. Andy Reid plays Pat Mahomes,
right?
And they were talking about that. Well, Andy Reid plays Pat, and he plays a lot of his starters all the time, and it seems to help them out. But we have gotten to a point where we are so concerned about people getting hurt. We got to get to the point where we are concerned about getting people ready. You know,
yeah.
Because like I've seen it, I've heard it. People can be, you can put them in bubble wrap and open it and letting them out that first game, and the first play something can happen.
Totally, dude. and the flip side is you can have people playing every preseason game and then get hurt in the first game.
Exactly.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it, and you do need to be ready for game speed. As far as the actual injuries, the guys out here, what we've been watching, so we saw in the last 2 days, they've signed an interior offensive lineman, and they've signed a tackle, right? This kid, so his name is Alex Taylor, but apparently he goes by Armani.
Armani sounds better.
It definitely, yeah. But, dude, I just saw him walk out. He's freaking huge. now, I don't want to exaggerate this, but you remember how big Ty and Secchi was?
Oh, yeah, 6'8", 300 plus.
Dude, so he has the same frame as Ty and Secchi, but he's not as wide. But he has the same kind of height, shoulders. But in Secchi, he was like two dudes put into one, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, he was just so massive. But I think the fact that they signed Taylor and then Brandon Coleman walks out, and I kind of made a point of watching these guys walk out from the locker room. And there's so much excitement about the young rookie. And then he's not in pads today. We know he didn't go through kind of the team drills the other day. And I was just thinking, like, it's August 8th. And it's we're a month out from the season, right? If you got to miss some time, now's a good time to miss it. But, like, they're finally going to get some work with another team. I find it really hard to believe if he's not going today that he would play in the preseason game. And I'm curious, like, that kid had so much momentum, was kind of emerging as the starting left tackle that the organization wanted him to be. And to people watching, to the people I talked to, he looked good. How big of a deal is maybe missing a couple August practices if it ends up being nothing?
Well, if it's a nothing deal, I think, and they want to protect him, I think they probably already see what they wanted to see out of him. So keeping him mentally ready, if they are trying to protect him, they've seen physically what they want to see. Now, a young guy is probably thinking, well, damn, I'm losing time. It's going to be one of those guys stepping to him, one of the coaches or whatever, stepping to him and making sure he understands what they're trying to do. I have to believe that Dan Quinn, when he's trying to do something, he's going to go straight to him, shoot from the hip, and they'll understand it. So I think if it's nothing serious – It won't be that big for Brandon, because they have to be comfortable with where he's at if they're holding him out, if it's nothing serious.
Yeah. But
if it's something serious, that's a different ballgame.
You hope it's something serious because there's so much opportunity for him and the organization really needs it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know. Now, trying to get injury information out of Dan Quinn, like, I think I'd be better off trying to get his bank password. Like, he's just not going to tell you anything.
I think it's a smart move, though.
Yeah, he's a football coach. He's not supposed to tell you anything.
Because if he lets out a little thing, then all that's going to come down to every day is going to be about that. Because I think Ron tried to answer too many questions.
Yeah, I agree. And his job is to not tell us anything. I understand his function. But he did kind of allude. He said that Cosby would be back today. Sure enough, Cosby's back.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I posted a picture on my Twitter if you want to check it out. Like, Cosby missed the last couple of days with an illness. Just looking at him walking out here in the rain, he doesn't look like he's feeling that great. I kind of buy what that version of the story is.
Uh-huh.
Now, Coleman, I don't want to speculate what's going on, right? But what I do know is that the other day he just held out of all work, all contact team work, and they put a big old wrap on his shoulder. And then today he's not going, and he's not even in pads.
Mm-hmm.
So it leads me to believe something's going on with the shoulder. We don't know what it is. And then DQ today said, yeah, you know, you'll see some of this is going to be kind of fluid. Some of it might be a few weeks. But is it a few weeks because it's August, or is it a few weeks because it's a few weeks? Like, that to me is a really important distinction that we don't know right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man. I think Dan is going to talk more about guys when they're going to get on the field. The thing about reporting today, if it's a little injury, it's going to get overly discussed, overly worked.
Right.
And if I'm a coach, I wouldn't want to deal with it either. If I can tell you as little as possible, it's what I'm going to do. I can understand that because I listen every year. A guy has a hamstring, and if he don't come back when that reported things, then all of a sudden the questions get a little bit more, you know, invasive and get a little tougher, or they start speculating. No need for that for anybody. If he's not ready to go the week of the first game, that's a serious thing. Right now, I don't think anything's serious.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. And I think to that point, I would, like, with the guys that are healthy, they should at least get out there and get a feel for it, right? But now that something's going on, whether it's a really slight thing or maybe it's a bigger deal thing, whatever that is, be super cautious because you don't win any games in August. You know what I mean? Like, you'd love to maybe get him some action next week, but if he doesn't get action, you got to trust your scouting, trust what you saw in these first couple of weeks of practice, and kind of roll with it. The other thing I'll be really curious about is Andrew Wiley,
uh-huh.
who we haven't really seen. He's come out in pads and then just not done team drills.
Yeah.
And today he came out in pads, but we'll see if he does team drills.
Let me give you a different way of looking at some of this stuff. Brandon Coleman and Andrew Wiley, yes, they're vitally important, okay? But Dan Quinn and his crew has to get 50-something people other than those two ready to play. And I think if those two can go this week, if they can go or not go, you damn sure have to make sure the other 50-something can. Because they're not going to postpone the game when Tampa comes around. So if these guys are injured a little bit and they got to get a little time, or it's something that may be serious, the other guys got to get ready to play too.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And if Tress says hello, by the way, B.
What up, Tress?
The specialists are starting to warm up here. This is kind of an interesting spot. So where I'm standing is exactly where the kickers are warming up, and they kick it, like, exactly at your face. Now, there's a net between me and them, but it's
I think you might want to move that face, though.
Kind of eye-opening. I'm watching what's the dude they just signed? Patterson? Peterson?
Riley.
Yeah, Riley. Riley it is. Dude, it's kind of – have you ever – when you're on the driving range, do you ever do the little warm-up drill where you keep your arms locked in and you just kind of chip it out there with, like, a 9-iron, 7-iron?
No. I swing full every time.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That's what he's doing. He's doing this where he stands at the ball and just swings his foot.
Yeah, I watch kickers do that. I used to watch Akers do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just to get it loose.
Riley Patterson.
Yeah,
young man from Memphis.
Memphis, him and...
Fourth-year guy from Memphis. He's trying to battle against Ramiz Ahmed. First day they came to practice, they didn't miss anything. And then the next day, it wasn't the same. I'm getting my practice, Jay.
It sounds good. They've been all four. I feel like they've been going 4 for 5 pretty steady. I meant to tell you this. So the weather here kind of sucks. It's just raining. But they have fans here. Patterson just pulled one. Nasty. I think it's like a VIP kind of fan day.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that packed, but there are people here. And when the gates first opened and all these people were kind of hustling in, now all the seats I see fans in are all covered. All right, Patterson drilled that one. The first song he played was Umbrella by Rihanna.
Ella.
Then he played, then he played this remix of, you know that Alanis Morissette song where she's like, I think it's Isn't It Ironic? Where she's like, it's like raining on your wedding day. Then he played that, and then he played like this long remix supercut of Purple Rain. So at least the DJ has a sense of humor with this whole thing.
He does. He does.
All right, we're hoping to get to see some action here. So everybody knows right now the field closest to me is Specialist warming up, the Commander Specialist. The farthest field looks like Jets defense. Then you've got Jets quarterbacks and a little bit of receivers warming up, and then closest to us is where the Commanders are. As this thing gets cooking, eventually we'll get to see 11 on 11, and it'll be, it's my understanding, it'll be Commanders first team offense, Jets second team defense on the far field, and then Jets first team offense, Commanders second team defense on this closer field. I don't know. It'll be fun. We'll get a good look at it. We're not going to see Aaron Rodgers. We are going to see plenty of Jaden Daniels, which I'm looking forward to. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it coming live right here. I am in Florham Park at the Jets practice facility. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. Nobody go anywhere.
All right. Well, hey, it's Brian Mitch here. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams in all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up and start betting the games today. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hi, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com to find your contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. All right, the Commanders are up there right now. And if you are listening to me right now and you just joined us, you can watch the practice. I know a lot of you want to see it. They're doing one-on-one drills right now on the stream. Offensive linemen of the Commanders are going against the pass rushers of the New York Jets. You can follow it on the Jets YouTube page. I will be honest with you all. This is a time of the year where I get excited about football. Even when I played, this was the time I was getting excited. Big man just now beat the hell out of the Jets guy. But ultimately, you get a chance to go out there and you get to test people, and they have different skill levels. All right? That may be a rookie get up against a veteran. A veteran gets up against a rookie. You have some guys that are just hitting their peak. But this is where coaches really want to understand that you understand what you're doing. You don't get swayed by someone else's stupid actions. Can you keep yourself under control? How hard will you be going? Because the whole thing about it is, in practice, most times in training camp, there's a coach in the huddle who's talking to people and telling them what to do. When they get you in this situation, sometimes they put you out there and they don't want to see what you retain. And a lot of times when a guy is playing slow, it's because he don't know what he's doing. And the Jets, their record wasn't great last year, but their level of talent that they have on that team is phenomenal. From receiver to cornerback, I know Quinnen Williams and Quincy Williams. Quincy is the linebacker. They got C.J. Mosley up there. They have some dudes that can play. When you start playing football, you're looking for some dogs, okay? And I'm talking about dog in every positive aspect of the word. This is nothing about negativity. It's all about positive. And this is a chance where you can take a huge step. A lot of these little rookie players on this team today, and they're wondering about, man, I may not be getting enough reps. Today, you can make that happen. You can go out there and do something to make these coaches start to say, you know what, let's find a way to get him on the field. You know, Greg Lloyd was a pass-covering dude for a linebacker. He could pass rush as well. When I had my chance against Greg Lloyd and I did something, I instantly realized that my reps went up. When Don Bro saw that happen, he realized, okay, this dude has been working on this stuff. And this is what other guys have to do too. You know, we look at the games and all, and I think this streaming will give you a look inside of what goes on behind the scenes. When you see the actual game, you see finished products. Right now, it's not finished. It's everything coming together to where they finally do it. Every position go out there and do certain drills. And you're hoping when you finally put this puzzle together, everything works positively. The key, no one gets injured. And I think with a little weather out there, people get concerned. But I still want us in this town to get to the point where we are not concerned about injuries more than we're concerned about guys getting prepared to play. Because I know some people get pissed at me. I don't care. Everybody that you decide to keep on your team should be able to play. Everybody got to be prepared to play. So when you're looking at it like, oh, that guy can't get hurt, you basically are just dismissing the other guys. In this town, we've seen it just lose our mind over the first rounder and second rounder, and then everybody else, whatever. Terry McLaurin's a third rounder. Best receiver on our team. Probably most dedicated and hardest working guy on the football team. London Fletcher wasn't a high pick, but everyone discussed London should be in the Hall of Fame. You will see guys prepare and play when they're given the opportunity to get the proper coaching. I believe that this team is getting the proper coaching, and I love this challenge that they have today to be going against a team that has a coach who thinks very much like this one. He wants guys to be hard-nosed, but still he understands he wants guys to be disciplined. You know, I think our mindsets has to change. Yes, we went through a long time of straight BS, okay? We went through it from front office to coaching to players to lack of production, but things seem to be changing now. And I think when that begins to change, your mindset has to change. You can't keep expecting something new whilst thinking how you always thought. And as I go out there to practice, I have a different sense of expectation now. Because I'm watching guys work, I'm watching the coaching that they're getting, and I'm expecting something different. So when I expect different, my mindset has to change. And I think everybody else is out there, your mind has to change too. We're going to get back, take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk with JP again. He's at the practice over in Florham Park. The New York Jets are taking on the Washington Commanders here in practice. And if you're not used to looking at practice, don't expect a lot of game-breaking stuff. It's practice. And practice sometimes is very damn boring. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back. Gambler. All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find your contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. All right, The Commanders are up there right now, and if you are listening to me right now and you're just joining us, you can watch the practice. I know a lot of you want to see it. They're doing one-on-one drills right now on the stream. Offensive linemen or the Commanders are going against the pass rushers of the New York Jets. You can follow it on the Jets YouTube page. I would be honest with you all. This is a time of the year where I get excited about football. Even when I played, this was a time I was getting excited. Big man just now beat the hell out of the Jets guy. But ultimately, you get a chance to go out there and you get to test people, and they have different skill levels. All right? That may be a rookie get up against a veteran. A veteran gets up against a rookie. You have some guys that are just hitting their peak. But this is where coaches really want to understand that you understand what you're doing. You don't get swayed by someone else's stupid actions. Can you keep yourself under control? How hard will you be going? Because the whole thing about it is, in practice, most times in training camp, there's a coach in the huddle who's talking to people and telling them what to do. When they get you in this situation, sometimes they put you out there and they don't want to see what you retain. And a lot of times when a guy is playing slow, it's because he don't know what he's doing. And the Jets, their record wasn't great last year, but their level of talent that they have on that team is phenomenal. From receiver to cornerback, I know Quinnen Williams and Quincy Williams. Quincy is the linebacker. They got C.J. Mosley up there. They have some dudes that can play. When you start playing football, you're looking for some dogs, okay? And I'm talking about dog in every positive aspect of the word. This is nothing about negativity. It's all about positive. And this is a chance where you can take a huge step. A lot of these little rookie players on this team today, and they're wondering about, man, I may not be getting enough reps. Today, you can make that happen. You can go out there and do something to make these coaches start to say, you know what, let's find a way to get him on the field. You know, Greg Lloyd was a pass-covering dude for a linebacker, and he could pass rush as well. When I had my chance against Greg Lloyd and I did something, I instantly realized that my reps went up. When Don Bro saw that happen, he realized, okay, this dude has been working on this stuff. And this is what other guys have to do too. You know, we look at the games and all, and I think this streaming will give you a look inside of what goes on behind the scenes. When you see the actual game, you see finished products. Right now, it's not finished. It's everything coming together to where they finally do it. Every position go out there and do certain drills. And you're hoping when you finally put this puzzle together, everything works positively. The key, no one gets injured. And I think with a little weather out there, people get concerned. But I still want us in this town to get to the point where we are not concerned about injuries more than we're concerned about guys getting prepared to play. Because I know some people get pissed at me. I don't care. Everybody that you decide to keep on your team should be able to play. Everybody got to be prepared to play. So when you're looking at it like, oh, that guy can't get hurt, you basically are just dismissing the other guys. In this town, we've seen it just lose our mind over the first rounder and second rounder, and then everybody else, whatever. Terry McLaurin is a third rounder. Best receiver on our team. Probably most dedicated and hardest working guy on the football team. London Fletcher wasn't a high pick, but everyone discussed London should be in the Hall of Fame. You will see guys prepare and play when they're given the opportunity to get the proper coaching. I believe that this team is getting the proper coaching, and I love this challenge that they have today to be going against a team that has a coach who thinks very much like this one. He wants guys to be hard-nosed, but still he understands he wants guys to be disciplined. You know, I think our mindsets has to change. Yes, we went through a long time of straight BS, okay? We went through it from front office to coaching to players to lack of production. But things seem to be changing now. And I think when that begins to change, your mindset has to change. You can't keep expecting something new whilst thinking how you always thought. And as I go out there to practice, I have a different sense of expectation now. Because I'm watching guys work, I'm watching the coaching that they're getting, and I'm expecting something different. So when I expect different, my mindset has to change. And I think everybody else is out there, your mind has to change too. We're going to get back, take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk with JP again. He's at the practice in Florham Park. The New York Jets are taking on the Washington Commanders here in practice. And if you're not used to looking at practice, don't expect a lot of game-breaking stuff. It's practice. And practice sometimes is very damn boring. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.